Well, hello there. This is Heather McAllister, health and life coach, or life and health coach. I kind of go back and forth between which one comes first. It doesn't really matter, but it's something that I think about sometimes when I say it. So I am both a health and a life coach, and I am here to share with you the process of how to create a life you love. So if this is your first time here and you haven't listened to my previous episode, this is part two on how to create a life you love. And so you may want to go back and listen to the previous episode, because this is going to actually build on an exercise that we did in the last episode. So if you haven't gone back, you may want to go back. We worked on accepting responsibility for the choices in our lives and how to do that. And then also doing the exercise of the wheel of life. And if you haven't done that yet, I highly, highly, highly recommend it. But you could listen to this and then go back, whichever. You're still going to get something out of this. But I do think it would be helpful to go back and do the exercise. If you have listened and then didn't do it, stop now if you can. If you're driving or you're walking, you can't. But if you're sitting somewhere listening to this, stop what you're doing and go back, do the wheel of life. So that way there you can get the most out of this episode. So what we actually did was we went through each area of life and decided which areas in your life you wanted to change, meaning they were not, you weren't highly satisfied with them, and you rated just how happy or unhappy or satisfied and unsatisfied you were with each area. In doing that, we're able to pinpoint the areas in life that you would like to change. And like I said in the previous episode, we can only change the things in life that we are clear about changing, right? Otherwise, we sort of take this haphazard approach to blindly making changes, and we're not quite sure what we're doing, why we're doing it, and we spend and waste a lot of time just sort of throwing spaghetti at the wall. When we go through this exercise, we can really pinpoint and understand what it is that's important to us, decisions that we have made and why maybe they weren't the best decisions, and understanding what our thought process was. And that is really, really eye-opening, because it helps us just understand how we make decisions in life and what is influencing those decisions. And we can decide, are they decisions, do we like the reasons that we chose, right? And not to be critical of ourselves, but to truly just be honest and curious about what's driving us to make choices in life. Are they choices that we are happy with, right? If we're constantly feeling like life is happening to us, this exercise can really help you get out of that victim or blame mode, which is very disempowering, right? If we're just believing that, you know, the world is happening to us, that we have no way to influence the results that we have in life, then we really become the victim, right? And that is not helpful. It doesn't help us change. And I'm guessing if you're listening to this podcast, you're looking to change something in your life. And it really starts by taking responsibility first and foremost for all of our choices, accepting them with some compassion, and getting really super curious as to what it is that's driving those decisions. Again, when we do that, we can begin navigating and making decisions that drive us to the destination that we desire, really, truly desire. Not what we think we want for the wrong reasons, but what we truly internally desire. So how do we decide which areas in life we want to change? So you want to go back to that wheel of life exercise, the list that you made, and look at the areas you are unsatisfied with. Look at your reasons and why you listed them as dissatisfied. Then maybe pick two or three, or you may want to just really, you know, look at one of them. You can do this exercise for every area of life, but I think it could get a bit overwhelming if you're trying to change too many things at once. Usually you want to pick the thing in life that maybe is creating the most discomfort for you at this present moment in time, and really ask yourself, what you want in this area of your life. And after deciding what you want, then you want to ask yourself, why is it you want that? And really think about that. Is it a good reason? How do you know? So how do you know if it's a good reason or a bad reason, right? Well, if your reason for choosing a new result in life is driven by external factors, such as looking good for other people, pleasing someone else in your life, or it's just some externally driven reason, then you may not find fulfillment. That may ultimately lead again to dissatisfaction, which is kind of how we end up in areas of our life that we're not happy with. So let me explain this a little bit. Let's say you decided in life on a career that was solely chosen to satisfy, let's say, what your parents wanted you to do when you were in college. You may have found yourself doing something that you really, at this point in life, are not happy with. Or you may have decided at that point of your life that something was important to you, and now your values have changed, right? So we can reevaluate our lives and decide that there were good reasons for me choosing that once upon a time, but those reasons are no longer valid. Those reasons are no longer important to me. So I want to choose something else. That's totally fine. There's no reason to feel bad about that. We change our value systems as we get older. You know, we're different people at 40 something than we were at 18, right? So life changes, our priorities change, our thinking evolves, all of these things. So when we can identify, though, what's driving our thinking, we can decide if it's serving us, right? What is really important to you? And I think that's what it really comes down to, is really understanding what it is that's important to you. Is it pleasing other people, right? Is that really what's important to you? Is that what's going to bring you joy in life, is pleasing other people? Or do you have some other internal need that is wanting to be met? And maybe you're not being quite honest with yourself. And that's where, you know, the curiosity really comes in, and being compassionate with your reasoning, right? Maybe you want to make more money in life. You know, that is okay. You may have been told that it's not a worthy goal, but maybe that's something that's really driving you. And, you know, you're tired of always sort of scrambling and not having enough money, and you want to pursue that. Like, that's okay, right? But being honest with yourself is really, really important. So you want to find the areas in life that you want to change. And I encourage you to really, you know, you can go through this process for all of them, but then really picking one that you want to focus on and find a result that you love for, and a reason that you love that result. And it must be pretty important to you in order to stay motivated to make changes, right? So like somebody might think, oh, I ought to, you know, be a size six, right? Let's say you decided you want to be a size six. That's your result that you desire, because I ought to want that, right? Well, ought to want something is based on outside influences. You know, what is truly important to you? Maybe that's not really that important to you, but society is telling you that it is, right? Maybe it's more important to you that you feel healthy, or you have better energy, or that, you know, you have a life of, you know, you have good cardiovascular health, right? Like, you want to live a long time, you want to be healthier. And maybe pursuing the perfect size six is really not what drives you. So, you know, understanding that is going to really help you pursue things that you feel are worthwhile for the right reasons. Is there a compelling reason for you to develop better relationships? Or, like I said before, maybe change your financial state. Maybe it does matter to you that you have the finances to put your kid through school, right? Through college. Or maybe just, you know, having a passion project. Is there something that you really want to pursue, some passion, some creative pursuit that you haven't for whatever reason? So understanding why it is you want to do that. So for me, I always wanted to run a business. Like literally from when I was a child, if I look back to the things that I found really exciting as a kid, when I played, as a child, I would always pretend I had my own business. That was something that I somewhere along the way didn't have the confidence to pursue or didn't think I could make it. Or, you know, I did grow up in a time of life when, in the 1980s, and my father was a business owner, where business wasn't good. It was very scary. We, you know, were kind of on the verge. I had the sense growing up. I mean, my perception of it was, gosh, who knows what's going to happen? Business isn't good. Money's tight. I grew up with this sort of scarcity mindset, which pushed me to pick a career that was really safe. And that being the only reason for me pursuing it, maybe at the time was helpful, but now as I'm older, I'm, you know, wanting more than just the safe choice. And it really, you know, coming to that realization that having my own business and pursuing that type of lifestyle is something that I really, really had to get honest with myself about. So I wasn't making choices that helped me further that desire within myself, right? I was afraid of not only financially not being sound and coming from that scarcity mindset, but I was also afraid of failure and avoiding that, afraid of rejection. I had a lot of self-doubt and all of those other reasons that were holding me back. So we're going to get into, you know, the whole mindset issue as far as making choices that you're happy with. So some of you may find that your brain is going to offer confusion when you actually sit down to do this. And you may find that you have no idea, or your brain may offer you the idea that you have no idea what you want. I want to say, down deep somewhere, if you're really honest with yourself, you absolutely know what you want. Your brain is throwing confusion your way, and maybe a little bit of overwhelm and kind of keeping you stuck as a way of protecting you, just like it was with me, right? So if I don't want to face that fear of discomfort, face the fear of failure and all of that, your brain is going to keep you in this state of confusion because it's safer, right? It's just a protective, it's totally normal. It's a protective mechanism. But there's a few questions that I want to offer you when you're sitting down to do this and you know that you want something different in life, but you're really struggling to find out what it is. You don't really know, right? That's what your brain's going to tell you. So one of the things that I want you to ask yourself is, what would you want if there was no chance that you would fail? If you were 100% certain that you would proceed or that you would succeed rather. So answer that. And then I'm going to give you three other questions if that one doesn't quite create the clarity that you're looking for. What would you want if no one else's opinions mattered? If you couldn't fail, right? And no one else's opinions mattered, what would you do? What would you want to pursue? Third, allow yourself an imperfect answer, okay? So if neither one of those questions brought forth an idea for you, what would you pursue or what result would you want if you could just take a guess? Just guess. Whatever comes to mind, don't second guess it. Just take a guess. Don't think, overthink it. What does your brain offer you when you allow yourself to just guess? And then lastly, really consider what is important and missing in your life by imagining yourself at 99, right? You're 99 years old and you are surrounded by your great grandchildren and you're telling them what you were most excited about in life. What were your most exciting accomplishments? What would you want to tell them you pursued and what would you want to tell them you succeeded at? Or what would you tell them you regretted, right? The last thing we want in life as we get older, and we have a hard time imagining this, is looking back and regretting what we didn't do. And that's a really good way of you identifying the thing in life that you're probably afraid to pursue or afraid to do because of fear. So think back, really think about these four questions. You may want to pause this and just think about it, and then come back to the rest of the episode. Okay, so now once you've decided on a few areas of your life or a result that you would like to achieve, and you're happy with your reasoning for wanting that result, we can now reverse engineer the results. One of the tools that I learned from my coach mentors is using a thought model for creating results. I'm going to briefly go over it here, but in subsequent episodes, I'm going to go into more detail. So don't worry if this doesn't all make a ton of sense yet. But in order to reverse engineer your results, the first thing you want to do is get very specific about the result, right? So now you know what you want, but you want to avoid being vague about exactly what you want. So this is kind of like your goal setting, right? You want to be very specific about what it is that you want. And you want to be dreaming big enough that it's exciting and motivating, but also realistic at the same time, right? So it should be something that you believe you can achieve or you believe is possible for someone to achieve, right? Because if someone else can achieve it, so can you. And if you're finding that you're not able to achieve it or you're having a hard time taking action, one of the things that could be getting in the way is really some self-limiting beliefs, right? So understanding that, one, this is something that you want it for the right reason, and then it's something that is actually achievable. So for example, your goal may be to be debt-free over the next year, or maybe, like if I think about my own business, I want to have a full coaching, a full coaching business for me right now would be 15 coaching clients. So that would be my very specific goal. Or maybe if you have health goals, you want to be able to run a half marathon in the next year, or maybe to lose 20 pounds and keep it off. So you just want to be very specific. You want to avoid the vague, I want to feel better, or I just want to earn more money or something like that. You want to be very specific. How much money do you want to earn? What position do you want to achieve? And be very specific about it. Okay. Then you're going to think about every step that needs to happen in order to achieve that goal. And now you might come across like, I'm not sure how I would do that, right? Like, I'm not quite sure how I would learn or be able to run a half marathon. I'm not quite sure how I would get 15 coaching clients on my my roster of coaching clients, right? So those are all things that, you know, your step-by-step action plan may include learning, right? I may need to learn A, B, and C in order to achieve my results. So you can put that on there. But you want to get very specific, step-by-step-by-step. What exactly is it that you need to do? What actions do you need to take in order to achieve that goal? So the other part of this is that naturally in life, things don't go smooth. There's going to be obstacles, right? There's always going to be obstacles. And you really want to have a plan in place for how to overcome those obstacles and how you can work through them. So for example, if you want to have a better relationship with your spouse and spend more time at home or doing things with your spouse to have a better relationship, it may mean spending less time at the office. So specific action plan might be leaving work at 5 every day versus working late, or turning off your work phone by 6 p.m., not checking email after 6 o'clock. Maybe planning a date night every other Saturday night. Think about all the obstacles that might get in the way, like crazy emails that derail you. Maybe the babysitter cancels. What are your backup plans, right? How can you overcome obstacles that might ultimately derail your ultimate plan, the thing that you really want. So example, so an emergency call from work may completely derail your plan. Maybe it called, you get called in to go to work on a Saturday morning or a Saturday night or something like that, when you really planned to be more present with your spouse. So, you know, a way to overcome that might include, you know, preventing some of those things from happening, right? Preventing emergencies by training your staff better, having a backup person, you know, really thinking ahead in terms of what kinds of emergencies can come up at work and how you might be able to prevent them. Maybe in order to get a workout of time, you need to avoid socializing in the lunchroom during break periods, right? Maybe you're spending 20, 30 minutes a day socializing and you're not getting your paperwork done on time, right? Like if you're working in a hospital, this happens all the time. You know, you may get caught up in the, you know, the bitch session at the water cooler, right? And 15, 20 minutes can go by and it's completely unproductive. It's completely unproductive thinking, just bitching and moaning and complaining, right? And in that period of time, you could have gotten notes done that would have allowed you to get out of work on time. Maybe you need to prioritize every week all the things that need to happen in your day so that you can get your work done more timely, right? Or maybe your goal is weight loss, right? So you decide that in order to lose weight, you need to prep and plan all of your lunches so that you're avoiding fast food at lunch, right? Because work is busy and it's really hard to, you know, get something healthy for lunch. So you do something really quick, it's unsatisfying, then you're snacking all day or you're doing takeout, that kind of thing, right? So maybe you need to plan. How do I pre-plan my lunches for the week? What time can I set aside to make, let's say, salads or soups or something like that? You really want to look at what you can put into place to overcome these obstacles rather than allowing them to stop you, really having a solid plan. Now, you may not be able to plan for everything, but we're pretty good problem solvers when we start to really look at what is possible and how we can be in charge of our results, right? Which is kind of the theme of all of these episodes, is really putting yourself in the driver's seat. Okay, so now that you know what you want, why you want it, and how to get it, you need to start taking action today. That is your next step in this process of creating a life that you love. So have your detailed action plan, have all of your backup problem solving, overcoming obstacle plans, right? And you're going to begin taking action. So stay tuned for the next episode. And we are going to then talk about how to move forward when you're struggling to do the things you know you want and need to do, right? So that's the next thing that comes up for people, is that, yes, I know what's important to me. I love my reasons for wanting these things. And I actually have a plan on how to do them, but there's something getting in my way. And I've said this to myself a ton of times, I'm getting in my own way and I'm not quite sure why that is, how to overcome them. So that's the next step. So stay tuned for the next podcast on how to create a life that you love, part 3, and that is overcoming our own mindset that's getting in the way of us having the things that we want, that we know we need to have a life that we love in life. So before I go, I just want to remind you to go ahead and subscribe to my channel if you do not want to miss out on any of the new episodes that'll be coming out, namely the next one, if you want to be in charge of your life and of creating the things that you want to create in life. So I'm super excited about this, guys. Thanks for hanging with me. If you're still listening, I applaud you. And I look forward to helping you out in the next session. So see you then.